Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the idea that there might be life on other worlds isn't entirely a matter of speculation. In 1961, the US astrophysicist Frank Drake devised an equation to calculate how many such civilizations there might be. The Drake equation forms part of a future-proof documentary airing at the weekend called this Sunday. It's called Is There Anybody Out There? Aidan McKelvey is the producer. Afternoon, Aidan.
Hi, Sean.
How do you figure out... How did Frank Drake go about figuring this out?
Well, it's sort of a thought experiment more than he actually tried to figure it out. Like, when Frank Drake formulated the equation, literally all of the values could not really be calculated. So he had n, which is the number of civilizations that there could be in our galaxy. That's the number. And he tried to calculate that by multiplying a number of other factors. So things like the average rate of formation of stars, the amount of planets in a system. And then beyond that, which kind of plays into a thing called the Fermi paradox, the likelihood that a planet that could support life, first of all, gets life. Second of all, the life then becomes complicated. And finally, the life becomes a civilization. So he tried to multiply all of these factors together.
But since he did that, and that was 1961, and in 1961, we didn't know if there was any planets around stars. Now we do. So doesn't that firm up the Drake equation more?
Yeah, definitely. So since 1992 was the discovery of the first exoplanet, and now they're coming up on about 6,000 exoplanets discovered in our galaxy. So they've firmed up sort of the three. There's seven parts of the equation, and they've kind of firmed up the first three. And so it still doesn't narrow down the number that much. Like, originally, they came to the conclusion in 1961 that there was between 1,000 and 100 million other civilizations in the galaxy. And that's now been narrowed down to between 0 and 15 million.
Yes. There's a lot of room for a lot of latitude there, really. Okay, so it might be absolutely none. It might be 15 million or it might be a figure in between. The Fermi paradox is, well, then why haven't we heard from these people?
Indeed. And the Fermi paradox brings forward this idea of a filter. So, you know, it seems like life started really early on this planet, almost as early as it possibly could have started. So you ask that question, why aren't we being contacted by civilizations left, right and center? Now, there are three filters, and we kind of focus on this in the documentary, three specific filters that scientists have kind of posited as might be the things stopping other planets getting there. The first one is getting started. We don't really know how we got started here. It did seem to happen quite easily and very early, but it's still a bit of a mystery. The second one is going from a microorganism like a bacteria to a multicelled organism. And the third one is then, you know, you have animals, but not all animals, well, not only one animal on this planet made a civilization. So what scientists, I guess, are trying to figure out is the likelihood of those three things. And we're kind of close. We could be quite close to an answer, because now we can look at these other planets with the James Webb Space Telescope. And the thing that scientists can do is they can check their atmosphere for evidence of life. And there's been little hints of that in recent years. So I don't know if you remember in 2020, there was the phosphine on Venus finding. And at first, I actually remember because I was hiking Glendalough at the time and I got a notification on my phone. I think the social media person for the Irish Times was a bit overexcitable that day. It was like life on Venus, evidence of life on Venus found. And I was like, oh my God. But that has been verified, that they found phosphine gas and ammonia on Venus. And on Earth, they only get, they only come from life. And there's been other planets as well now that little hints of that sort of evidence have been found. One recently in just the last month, I think it's like 40,000 light years from here. I think it was K218b. And they found signs there that there also might be life there. Again, through something in the atmosphere that on Earth only happens because of life.
Yeah. Now, at the same time, we have the James Webb or, you know, other means of looking, and I'm putting that in inverted commas, but we're not really looking at these planets. We're kind of inferring their existence because they pass in front of stars and other bodies. So if we're at that kind of level of, you know, technological sophistication, it's a reasonable inference if there are other civilizations there, thereabouts as well, and they're only guessing we're here.
Yeah, well, I mean, but we kind of come along in, like, human civilization comes along in, if you pan out the life of the planet as a day, human civilization comes along in the last seconds before midnight. So other planets would have a massive head start on us. So they could be way beyond us and have way better techniques. And even with our techniques, it's not just that you can see the planet. So you can see, you can infer the orbit, but then you can look via a process known as spectroscopy at the light coming through the atmosphere. So you can know things about it. And a few in the next decade, they're starting a new telescope called the Extraordinarily Large Telescope, is literally the name of it.
Snappy title.
Snappy
yeah.
title. And with that, you'll actually be able to look at the surface of these exoplanets. So if the surface is green, again, that seems very likely that that indicates life.
Right. OK. Now, and is it a given that there could be there would be planets much older than our planets, or would have formed much earlier than ours?
Yeah, much, much older. Like the universe is 13.8 billion years, I think. Our solar system is in the order of 4.5 billion years. And so Earth wasn't really inhabitable till more or less 4 billion years ago. So, you know, there could have been like double the amount of time that the Earth has been around before that. Mm. So they could have had they could be billions of years ahead of us, to the point that we wouldn't even understand them as life, you know?
Right, okay. Might it, though, say something about the laws of physics that we haven't heard from? If other civilizations exist, that there are absolute limits. You can't travel faster than the speed of light. You can't send a message faster than the speed of light. Therefore, all those restrictions will apply to everyone.
Yeah, that does seem to be the case. As far as we know, you can't travel faster than the speed of light. But at the same point, there is an exoplanet in the habitable zone at the very next star over from us. That's Proxima Centauri B.
Mm.
Now, if you started traveling, you don't need to go faster than the speed of light. It's only 4 light years away. So, you know, if you could go quite fast, you could get there in a lifetime.
OK, yeah. But that's but we haven't heard from them.
We haven't heard from them. So perhaps there's nobody there. But maybe they don't want to talk to us, you know. Like,
we see there is that. Yeah. But if we can learn one thing from Star Trek, there's that they don't want to talk to uncivilized savages like us. And I suppose if they were looking at us, they'd go, why would you?
Yeah. And that's the prime directive. Maybe. But like, it would be, we've seen on our planet what happens when communities of a certain technological sophistication meet communities of an earlier technological sophistication, things can go horribly wrong.
And if they did, yeah, we'd just be tapping them up for weapons. Okay, that's called. Is anybody out there? That's on at noon on News Talk this coming Sunday.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.